Book of Genesis. Genesis chapter number 6.
Amen, preacher.
I have to say it sure is a privilege and an honor to be with you once again tonight. I sure do thank the Lord for allowing us to be here and be a part of this. Appreciate this church. You just don't know just how good you have been to us, and I can't thank you enough for it. You've been real good to us, and I sure do thank you for it. I ask you to please pray for us tonight. I thought I had a message and thought I had everything what God wanted us to do, and sitting right there in the pew just a moment ago, God changed everything, and I'm completely dependent on Him tonight.
Amen.
He knows what's best. He knows what we need, and I'm depending on Him. He ain't let me down yet, and I'm glad I don't think He's going to either. Sure am thankful He's good to us. Book of Genesis chapter number 6, begin reading in verse number 8. The Bible said, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth." Let's pray. Our precious Heavenly Father, Lord, as we bow before You, Lord, once again, thank You, Lord, for allowing us to come back in Your house once again, Lord, with Your precious people here tonight. Lord, I thank You for what You've done thus far, but Lord, I'm looking for new things. I'm looking for You to do something great once again in our midst tonight. Lord, we know within ourselves we can do nothing. If anything good is said or done here tonight, it'll have to be You. Lord, how we're depending and trusting upon You to help us tonight. Lord, if You don't show up, there won't be much happening tonight. Lord, I'm trusting and relying upon You, and I thank You for being so good to us. Thank You, Lord, most of all for salvation, for saving my soul from hell and meeting my needs and taking good care of me like You have, and being faithful to us. Lord, when I'm not faithful to You, I'm glad You never falter, You never fail. I'm glad You're always there. And I pray, Lord, You'd show up once again, have Your will and way, and all it's said and done. We'll thank You and praise You for it, for it's in Jesus' precious and holy name we do humbly pray and ask these things. Amen. Just a simple little thought the Lord laid on my heart just a few moments ago. I'll be very brief. But I thought about Noah here. Everybody's heard the story from the time you growed up in Sunday school, from the time you was very little. Everybody's heard about Noah and how he built the ark and all the animals two by twos, and how God spared man and God allowed man to continue to live on the earth because somebody found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And I mean, just all through life, I just thought about this as a simple story and didn't really think a whole lot about it. But I'm glad God began to open my eyes to some things, and I began to think about some things, and I thought about these three boys. That's just kind of what I'm focused in on tonight, them three boys. If it had not been for a godly daddy, where would them three boys be? That's what's on my heart tonight. If it had not been for a godly daddy, where would these three boys be? And my friend, I'm wondering where any of us would be. It may not have been a mom and daddy. It could have been a grandma, grandpa, or somebody, somewhere, being the right example and setting the path in front of us and walking right and talking right and showing us and leading us and guiding us. Where would we be tonight if somebody hadn't went ahead of us and somebody hadn't paved the way and somebody hadn't showed us which way to go? And I sure am thankful for some good mamas and daddies. I'm thankful. I'm telling you, we ought to be more thankful for them. If you're here tonight, young person or adult as well, if you ever have had a good mom and daddy at some point in time, you don't know just how blessed you are. I'm telling you, friend, you've got something that money can't buy. You've got something this world cannot give you. God in His grace allowed you to have a good mom and daddy, be born in a good home. I'm telling you, you better not take it for granted. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for a goodly heritage. Something I couldn't just go out and buy. I couldn't go and pick out what family I was born into and this, that, or the other. But where would I be tonight if I hadn't had somebody show me the way? I guarantee you I wouldn't be here tonight. I wouldn't be standing up here in a suit and a shirt and tie and trying to preach and being in the house of God on a Tuesday night. I guarantee you I would not be here tonight. If it hadn't been for
for somebody showing the way, for somebody living right and doing right and just standing for what's right when it wasn't popular, when it wasn't the easiest thing to do. But they know it was the right thing to do and they just stayed with the stuff. I sure am thankful for some people to pave the way. I'm thankful somebody's went ahead of us.
Amen.
I thought about these three boys. If it hadn't been for a daddy named Noah, what would they be? They'd have probably drowned like everybody else. They'd have probably perished just like everybody else. They had a daddy that believed God.
Yeah.
I sure am thankful for some mamas and daddies that believes God, that wants what's best for their family.
Yes, sir.
Not only did he believe God, but he built some things.
Oh, yeah.
Number one, he built an ark.
Yeah.
He built an ark to the saving of his house.
Yes, sir.
His family would not have made it through that flood if Noah had not built an ark. We're not talking about just some little fishing boat.
No.
Now, I like fishing boats. This was far bigger than a little fishing boat.
Yeah.
We're talking about something massive.
Yes.
You stop and think about 2x2 of every animal to load them all on one boat. We're not talking about some little thing. This was a great big thing. Took them 120 years to build it. And I thought about this preaching. I know this is just simple and realistic, but it's true. They didn't have skill saws. And they didn't have nail guns. And they didn't have all those things that you and I have today. It wouldn't be easy to build it in this day and time, much less back then. Well, I mean, they just had what little they had back then. That's all they had to work with.
Yeah.
You're talking about hard work.
Yeah.
A whole 120 years they put into it. I mean, that was their life.
Yeah.
They poured everything they had into building that ark. Them boys as well, no doubt they were out there hammering with Daddy.
Yeah.
What are we doing this for, Daddy? Why are we doing this again? Can I not go? Can we not go play like the rest of the, of them are out there playing? Can we not go and do like they're doing? Can we not do that? Why are we doing this again? Because, son, God told us to. God said there's a flood coming, and we've got to get ready.
Amen.
And he built an ark for his family. No doubt those boys stood there and they heard everybody make fun of them.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, he ain't no count. He's crazy. They'd never seen rain before.
All right.
He's crazy. What in the world are you trying to... You're wasting your time. You're wasting all your efforts trying to build that old boat. What on earth are you planning to do with it? No doubt they got made fun of and they heard all the ridicule. And no doubt they felt bad time to time and got discouraged. But I promise you, as soon as the first few drops begin to fall and God shut that door, they wasn't being made fun of no more. They wasn't being ridiculed and put down and discarded no more. There was a crowd on the outside trying to get in. That same crowd that was putting them down and making fun of, they was the ones that was trying to get in now because the rains began to fall just like God said they would. I'm telling you, friend, one of these days God ain't going to send a flood, but there is a judgment coming. He's going to send fire and it's going to wipe out. He's going to start over completely this whole earth. He's going to wipe it all away. There is a day coming. My friend, just like he said the flood was going to come and it did, there is a judgment coming one day. And I wonder tonight, friend, are you building an ark for your family? Are you working? Are you preparing an ark to the saving of your house? It depends on you. Nobody else is going to build an ark for your family. It's up to you. Especially as a daddy, being the head of your house, being the spiritual leader of your home, it's up to you to build that ark for your family. And I know it ain't always easy, and it ain't sure ain't always a popular thing to do. But I promise you, I believe it's all my heart, mamas and daddies, you get up to heaven one day, and you see those youngins and that family up there with you, you're going to be sure glad you did.
Yes.
You're going to be thankful that you listened to God and that you did build an ark to the saving of your house one day.
Amen.
When you look around and your family made it because you believed God and because you built an ark to the saving of your house.
Yes. Yes.
Not only did he build an ark, I'll give you this and I'll get out of the way, but he built an altar.
Yeah, he built an altar. Yeah.
40 days and nights on that boat. The waters was up high and there wasn't no land, no dry ground, nowhere. And they're just sitting in that ark.
But as soon as they get to step out on dry ground, they get out of that ark, the first thing they do, in verse number 20 of chapter number 8, "And Noah builded an ark unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar."
Yeah.
I sure am glad somebody taught me how to worship.
Amen.
I'm glad somebody taught me how to worship God and to thank God and to praise God. I'm glad there's a right way of doing things. And I'm glad somebody showed me how. I wouldn't know what I was doing tonight if somebody had to show me how. And I'm not bragging. And I'm not doing anything like that. I'm not trying to brag on my dad or anything like that whatsoever. But if God hadn't given me something like it, I wouldn't be here, and I wouldn't know how to do anything. I wouldn't know how to worship, and I wouldn't know how to thank God. And I sure wouldn't be saved not if somebody didn't tell me how, didn't stand and preach the Word of God and give what God told them to give tonight. And I want to encourage you young people tonight to thank God. If you've got a good mom and dad tonight, raises you right in the house of God and tries to teach you right and tries to keep you in church, you better thank God for it. Because there is a crowd out here. I know many churches, they've got the bus routes and the van routes and youngins that I'm very good friends with tonight. They'd give anything to have what you've got tonight. When they go to the house of God, they have to get a ride on the bus somewhere. Mom and daddy cuss them as they're walking out the door, and they're miserable every time they're trying to serve God. Anytime they try to do right, mom and daddy and everybody else is fighting against them. They'd give anything to have what you have. God help us to not be so unthankful and take everything for granted. God's been good to you tonight. He's blessed you far more than you could ever imagine. I don't know what it's like to have a drunkard for a daddy. I don't know what it's like to have a dope addict for a daddy. I don't know what it's like to see mom and daddy getting the fights and daddy beating up on mom. And I don't know what it's like to see all that. It's by the grace of God. If you're here tonight and you've never had to see any of that, it's by the grace of God. God's been good to you. Don't take for granted what God's given you. God's been good to you. Don't take it for granted. God blessed you with somebody to raise you right. Thank God for it. You say, "Oh, preacher, I wasn't that fortunate. I didn't have that raising." Let me say this right here. There's nothing to keep you from allowing your children to have one. Just because you didn't have a good raising, just because you didn't have the mom and dad that you'd like to have, don't mean that your children can't have one.
Yeah, break the curse. Amen. Yeah.
Start over. Start anew. Don't let that be an excuse for your children to have to go through the same thing you did. Start over. I feel for them. I feel sorry. I feel for them. I really do. But so many youngins like that are just letting that be an excuse to allow history to continue to repeat itself. And they make their children go through the same things that they had to go through. And it ought not be that way. If you've got it, keep it going and thank God for it. If you don't, start it anew so your children will have something to be thankful for. Don't let it be an excuse. But I want to thank God for some good mamas and daddies. This ain't Father's Day or Mother's Day or anything like that. But God put that on my heart tonight. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, sitting on that pew, I thought I had it. I was going to preach on Philip, an Ethiopian eunuch, how God brought him from a revival and sent him to a desert place. But God changed my mind. God put this on my heart. Thank God for a good mom and daddy. I'm thankful tonight. God bless you for your job.